be mistaken. It's the same old team since 1916.
Talking about earlier and how old certain songs are.
Yeah.
I was going to say that's 5 years old.
Absolutely. That's safest, yeah.
That's probably good for years since we lost her now as well.
Yeah.
Dolores and the Cranberries.
Yeah.
And Zombie. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, no.
Oh, mate. Chris, that sounds like your phone.
It's the alarm.
It's your alarm.
It's the alarm going off from my car.
Oh.
And I never liked that band in the first place. Hey. They're always nicking my car.
Hey.
Sorry, so an old joke there. I don't know whose joke it was.
Oh, does that mean you have to leave now?
Yeah. What have we got coming up after the break?
Well, we've got Who Are You guest.
Oh, no, I'm going to miss it.
But that means Dom's got to do it by himself.
Yeah. Oh, well, don't
mind. You'll be absolutely fine, Dom. All the best. Who Are You after the break?
The Chris Moyle Show.
I'm gone now.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Be the first and book a test drive.
Radio X. In 1925, McVitie's invented the chocolate digestive. A century later, nothing else has come close. Early man may have invented the wheel, but McVitie's improved it with a thin layer of milk chocolate. Yes, 100 years of inventions later, there's still nothing that compares to a McVitie's chocolate digestive. And for your chance to win a nice staycation in an iconic British city, tell us your favourite invention of the last 100 years at radiox.co.uk.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket.
51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
White, true white, pure brilliant. What's the best
white? Our Dulux Decorator Centre team will help you find the perfect white. Here you go.
Thanks for the tip. I didn't see you there. Can I pay with my...
Trade account? Sure. With your trade discount and prices tailored to you, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice. When I'm done with my empty cans, what's the best way to...
Recycle them. Just drop them in store. We're with you from start to finish. Visit us in store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
May we have your attention? Introducing the Volkswagen May Sale. Get £750 on top of existing offers on the amazing Polo, the Made for Adventure T-Roc, and the electric ID4. Major. Visit your nearest Volkswagen retailer. You may just find the car you've been looking for. I said it was in May, right?
Yes.
Sale ends Monday, the 19th of May.
Stop it.
Search Volkswagen May Sale. T's and C's apply. Retail buyers only. Order by 19th of May. Registered by 30th of August 2025. Volkswagen Finance.
When you switch to Virgin Media smooth, lightning-fast broadband, all you have to do is nothing. Zip. Zilch. Nil. Nada. Zero. Absolutely not. Suddenly, we handle everything for you. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Clock Off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, Trump reopens Alcatraz, but what hellish nightmare edifice would you resuscitate? And it's Wednesday, we've got radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, Gav V. Sunter, the Pet Town Quiz. The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7. It's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes! Oh my God!
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
They don't put any effort into the endings of their songs.
No.
It's just like they've given up.
That's it.
Oh, my God. I love that. It's epic. Right. Royal Blood at Radio X.
Chris?
Oh, I think someone's calling me.
Oh, who was that?
They need me outside.
Oh.
Oh, no. And it's the Who Are You feature, which I love doing because it's not awkward at all.
I enjoy this a lot.
And they're ready right now.
Oh. Great.
Too late.
All right, we've got to try and work out what the claim to fame is, why they're famous, whatever it is, why they're famous. It's awful. It better not be somebody famous. Who are you? Let's do Who Are You.
Who are you?
And on the screen,
yes,
I can see a man. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I am great. It's brilliant to see you.
But you've got no clue who I am.
Well,
hello, sir. It's Dom here as well. How are you?
I'm good. And I like the air drumming at the end of that song. Very good.
Oh, could you see?
Yeah, incredible technique. Well
done. Thank you very much. Royal blood, isn't it? Right, well, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for coming on the feature. Now, of course,
That's
you right. are, well, you are amazing because of the, you know, that thing that you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that, Dom? You want to go first?
No, sure. I mean, I just want to say, firstly, hello.
Hi, Dom.
Hi again. So you're obviously involved in the world of music.
I wasn't. But I got involved in a big way very, very, very quickly.
That's
yes.
right. Yeah,
right. And this has come quite late on. This is in the last few years, perhaps.
2011.
Okay.
It all kind of kicked off and went very, very crazy.
Yeah. That's right.
Because you're a drummer.
No.
Because I said you're not a drummer.
So
you're not a
musician.
No, I'm not actually.
Thank you.
I had something to compliment a live show.
Yes.
You are a streaker.
Probably not many people that will see me run across a pitch naked.
Right.
Yeah.
So you complimented something on a live show. So that didn't involve playing music yourself, per se.
No.
It's...
And the enemy quoted and said it was the best live music gag ever.
The best live music gag ever. Gag ever.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
So it's a little kind of just to nudge. He's created something.
To
go alongside.
That's right.
Yes.
You build things.
Thank you.
You do fireworks at the end.
Oh, not quite.
You're the drone man.
No. We're better than that.
Do you work with what can only be described as holograms?
No. I got taken under the wing of probably the most successful live band currently touring this planet.
Mm. Coldplay.
Can
I go first?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Is it to do with things you wear on your wrist?
It might be.
Are you the inventor of the flashing wristband as
I
used?
I am, sir.
Yeah.
Brilliantly.
Yeah. Look at that.
Well, you are very clever then.
Is it called a Xylo band?
It is indeed, sir. And that came from, obviously, Milo Xyloto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had some crap names, to be fair. Chris came up with some really crap names. So there was another person involved called Phil Harvey. He's the fifth member of Coldplay. I don't know if you've ever met the band and Phil, but he was the one that kind of took this on and bonkersly said, yeah, let's do this. This is crazy, but let's do this. This is a great idea and
genius.
My friend used to work with Coldplay for a long time, and we've spoken about you because we were at a Coldplay gig and we had wristbands, and my friend who used to work with the band said, you know, one guy who's responsible for these wristbands. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, well, you invented them.
That's Jason.
Yeah, so the story, I'm a creative, so I'm really trying to unravel this really, really, really quickly. So I worked for my father for 17 years as a mechanic, grease monkey, and there was always a creative thing going on there. So decided to break away, do my own thing.
Mm.
And this is where the funny bit comes, because I started designing products, and the first area I went into designing products was adult toys of a nature. Yes. So,
Dom, that's how you recognised him.
So nothing really gratuitous or phallic or kind of Just more subtle, nice stuff that, you know, yeah.
Sure.
Then I went into kids' toys. And but you had to move away. The playground got a very funny place to go at school when you're in that industry and
exactly
things
right.
get twisted and so I went into kids toys and we had a really successful platform of technology launched and everything was great and then Lehman Brown decided to go and implode and kick my business like every other business into the gutter so and I'd had the idea for the wristband and put it away. Ideas are great things and until you've got to find somewhere to park it or get it in front of somebody, like a song, like a anything, a film idea. You've got to get it in front of the right person and then to grab it. So I had this idea, I parked it. And then I went through a breakup. Me and my son, we wanted to do some feel-good stuff, me and Dad. So we're going to go to a Coldplay concert. Sod it. There's a crisis charity gig. Let's bid for a ticket, 1,200 quid for two tickets, meet and greet Coldplay. Happy days.
Brilliant. Wow. So, I didn't know that.
Well, this is the thing. So this was in December 2010. And the weather was not great. So we were all ready to go from Bristol to Newcastle on a flight and got up on the morning of the event. And there was about 2 feet of snow on the drive.
Oh, no.
So it all went peep-tong wrong. We didn't get there. My son was absolutely devastated. And I thought, as a dad, what can I do? So I wrote to Crisis and said, I don't want the money back. That's fine. I donated. I'm happy with that. Is there another opportunity or, something in the future that we could probably attend or come to just because my son's so upset? I never heard nothing for 2 days. And then I got an email from a guy called Phil Harvey to say, thank you for your generous donation. We really appreciate what you did and sorry that your son missed the gig. Would you like to come up to the album launch gig at and be a guest of Coldplay in Kentish?
Lovely.
And my brain sort of went then, the doors just opened for that idea. So, and I sort of then went into, well, I'm an ideas guy and I've got this sort of idea. It's this da-da-da-da-da-da and, you know, I think it'd be really cool and I could bring some out to show you if that was at all okay. And that's what I did. I took an LED dog collar, basically. And that's how I sold the idea. I got a load of LED dog collars and I went to a local, almost the space that's a golf course. And I put loads of sugar canes in this space, hundreds of them. And I hung an LED dog collar on each of those things, waited till it got dark. Then I set them all off and they're all twinkling, doing these beautiful things. Mix them, every teardrop is a waterfall over the top. Send it to Coldplay. There's your idea, Chris. What do you think?
Wow. That's amazing. So they were made specifically for Coldplay.
Yeah, it was always. Yeah, I went through a little bit of a dark period, and I remember getting a little bit sourced up and kind of wandering around and hating the world and everything's wrong and life's a bit, all those stuff. And then I can remember, I think it was BBC Two, and now we're going to go over to Coldplay. Yeah, it was a rehash or a re sort of thing of Coldplay. Glastonbury, 2005. I just flicked that on. I thought, sod it, might change the mood. And so they came on, and the first track was a track called Square One.
Yeah.
And for the record, for me, it's a phenomenal track. Chris
great
hates
track.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, it's yeah. Great track.
Chris doesn't like it, but Square One has everything. It has guitar, it has bass, it has vocal, it has piano, for me.
I'm getting the feeling you're a fan.
I was, but I'm that's another thing. I have a separation fan thing now where I go up to MX and forward, I'm a different fan, and back from MX before I was with Coldplay, I'm a different. So, and if I'm honest, I like the older stuff more than I do perhaps the progressive modern stuff.
You'll lose the gig, for God's sake, man.
So, there's a lot of sort of fate involved in the kind of journey and how it happened. And it was very quick. 3 months, I had to produce something, which is unheard of. If you went to somebody and said, make a wristband, it flashes and take it around the world on a tour in 3 months, they'd say you were crazy.
I would imagine the first wristbands you ever made can't have been cheap to make.
Well, that was another nightmare. Not nightmare, it was a great thing because Chris was very insistent. I want this now. So it went from... What happened was we presented it and Chris liked it, but then I got a phone call to say, we're just so busy trying to finish this album and there's so much going on and, I don't know if we can do this. So the first kind of response was a bit kind of not sure. And I said, look, don't worry about it. My break will come. My luck will come. It's all good. Love you still. You know, thank you for all you've done. Good luck with the tour. And I left it at that. And then 3 days later, the phone rang. And it was Phil Harvey again. He said, you know what? Chris can't stop thinking about this. And he's not going to let it go. And you've got to do this, Jason. So that was that. We set to work. And he was, the first time we did it was in Madrid in a ball ring. And it was terrifying because he was insistent he had something for that. Well, what can we do? So I came up with an idea that we have like a watch, like an alarm clock. So we had a watch that counted down to a specific time, 9 o'clock, okay? They will all go off at 9 o'clock. So we had to script the whole gig.
Wow.
And when they went on stage and played the first note, and it was terrifying because I had no clue if it would work. And,
yeah, amazing.
You know, I was sat in Madrid rocking in a chair waiting for 9, thinking I'm ever going to be running out of this place and hiding in a different country.
What was the first song? What were they playing at 9 o'clock?
It was MX. It was the first, you know, and it's a beautiful, I think it's one of the most beautiful Coldplay intros. MX, Milo Zaloto, that was just so pretty.
How many wristbands did you have to make for the Madrid gig?
Ooh, I can't think, it was like 16,000, but it was so last minute. It turned up in London, I think the night before, so we had to put it in a van and drive it from London all the way to Madrid. Then we had Coldplay people, management, trying to prepare these things, rushing around, trying to get them out. It was absolutely bonkers.
And did you, you don't have to answer this, but did you have to pay for it, or did they go, look, how much?
No, they paid for it. Okay, it was right. And then we did a first run of the tour for the Europe. So they do normally do a pre sort of run and then the tour goes. So we did a pre-Europe thing, and they're really expensive, just purely because of the time they had and what needed to be done in the time we had.
Yeah.
And ironically, the guy that we went to that made them was a guy called Peter Bourne. Peter Bourne was a.k.a. James Bourne, a Busted's dad. So,
really?
Yep. So, he ended up making the first expensive rev of wristband. So they had something, obviously, for the first part of the tour.
So you made 16,000 for Madrid. Now, I've been to many Coldplay gigs, and it's now become a part of the show.
It is very
these wristbands.
Much, yeah.
But the other thing is people want to take them home because A, they want a souvenir, and B, they think it's going to work when they get home. But But after Madrid, are you all not there going, can I have them back, please? I need them back, please.
It was a blur for me. I'd never done anything like that. So it was very, very kind of surreal. I went back to the hotel room afterwards, and I'd not seen anyone and kind of spoke to anyone much, and sat in this room and just shook my head and thought, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, careful language.
Sorry. And even with the X Factor, I think the most defining moment was when it was on the X Factor final. Back in 2011, that was. And I think that was when it genuinely kicked off. And I took the most joy, if I'm honest, because I could see the band were just absolutely ecstatic. You know, Will, the drummer, never smiles, but he was smiling like a... No, he does smile. That's unfair. He does smile. But
They are. Honestly, it's such an exciting thing. The last time I went to see Coldplay, we didn't get wristbands. And we were a little bit miffed. And there were people around us with wristbands, and we were like, and somebody said to me, I went, Chris, where's our wristbands? And I went, they didn't give us any. And they're like, well, how come everyone else has got them? And I'm like, I'm sorry. And it was, everyone was miffed. No, when you get the wristbands, are you still doing them?
We handed over. Coldplay do it in a kind of their own way now. I did two tours. You get to a point where there was a few things going on. COVID destroyed the supply chain. So we're dependent on the components and stuff. We had a really big issue over COVID with supply chain. The other thing is, you get to a point where do you go next with it? You know, do you want a new chat? Yeah, you know, there were just some variables in there. We still talk. They're still my best friend. Yeah, they're still very wonderful to me. We've still got new ideas. I've still got stuff that we're going to bring to music. I think the Coldplay wristband thing is great and it's there, but we need to reinvent. We need to come up with the next one. And
Well, if if you ever want to move back to the adult toys, I mean, Dominic might be
I mean, you know, let's talk, Jason.
I missed the opportunity there. And one of the funny stories was that Chris knew this. I mean, he told the Sun newspaper. I mean, that was, I got away from it. And then the next day I see Sun headline, Coldplay employed sex toy inventor.
Oh,
and
God. I'm like,
that's a gift, isn't it? Yeah.
Mate, well, listen, well, Jason, thank you for...
Thanks for coming on, Jason.
And thanks for making up. They are, you know, they...
It's changed live music on that scale, massively, those, I think. It really
That's
has.
All we wanted to do. You know, my vision at the time was unity. Switch off, forget everything. Just have a good time, even if it's a 20 minutes, half an hour. You know, that's all it's about. Everybody get together. There's too much division in, you know, people just need to get along, have fun, love each other. And just embrace the moment, you know. Exactly. That's all about creating moments and memories, you know. And I hope we've done that.
Well, listen, I've got some great photos from Coldplay gigs back in the day. So, probably that tour. In fact, I've got. So, thank you very much. It's so much fun.
Well, I will say as an irony, I always used to listen to you, watch you a lot, Chris. So it's great for me as well, because this whole cycle of where I've ended up and who I get to meet and bucket lists and stuff like that. So it's been a pleasure as well. So I mean that genuinely.
Well, bless you. Thank you. I probably in a drawer somewhere got one of the first wristbands, maybe even from that tour, thinking, oh, this would be great. I'll take this home.
And mine was flashing for a week after the gig. I remember it was in our bathroom. It was amazing.
You were flashing in your bathroom for a week?
The wristband.
You two really should go for coffee.
Yeah. You Jason, need to get out a bit more. Lovely, thank you for having me, guys.
Lovely having you on. All the best, Jason.
Good luck, guys, with everything.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. There you are. That is Jason. He invented the wristbands for Coldplay, which is great. I love that. Nice. Oh, okay, right, lovely. And I think we did very well there, Dom.
Yeah, well.
Not bad. We got it pretty quickly, actually, I think.
I think it massively helped with the fact that you said Coldplay and then the best live band in the world right now. If you listened to the Rolling Stones, we could have gone down the wrong thing.
That's
true. All right, brilliant. Let me take a break. We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyles Show. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
There's a reason why the trade go to Selco Builders Warehouse. Right now, it's because we've got a real deal on 7.5 litres of Dulux Trade Weathershield Smooth Masonry Paint for only £23 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See online for more real deals or visit your local Selco today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
That charge to 20%.
When you switch to Virgin Media smooth, lightning-fast broadband, all you have to do is nothing. Zip. Zilch. Nil. Nada. Zero. Absolutely naught.
Suddenly,
we handle everything for you. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October, subject to availability, participating restaurants only, not available on delivery, see website for full T's and C's.
Now, focus on your car. That's right, the one you're ready to sell. See it clearly in your mind, waiting to be sold. We can make it disappear. Just watch carefully. Your car, sold, collected and paid for in almost no time at all. Start selling your car today. It's not magic. It's Motorway.
One day I'll fly away.
Radio X.
New
news update next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
It's the man who invented the Coldplay flashing wristbands.
Very cool.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And he was a fan. And he met them,
yeah.
And he told them the idea, and they said, right, let's see it. And they said, great, we'll have it.
What a lovely thing.
Yeah.
And never knew that. Fascinating.
He's changed live music, actually.
We got his number for you, by the way.
Well, I've emailed him.
He says he's dying to hear all your ideas.
Right, I've emailed him already.
Yeah, okay, good. Right. Yeah. Dominic Burns got your news spot on weather. It's exactly 9 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, Pakistan has accused India of a blatant act of war after several missile strikes overnight, which it says have killed 26 people. It follows last month's terror attack by gunmen who opened fire on a group of tourists in Indian-controlled Kashmir. India's foreign minister, Vikram Misri, says its latest operation was targeting terrorist infrastructure.
These actions were measured, non-escalatory, proportionate, and responsible. They focused on dismantling the terrorist infrastructure and disabling terrorists likely to be sent across to India.
The UK says it's ready to support both India and Pakistan to de-escalate tensions. In other news, experts fear the vast majority of UK firms wouldn't withstand a modern cyber attack. The software giant Cisco has found just 4% of organisations are prepared. Yesterday, Co-op was unable to take card payments as it deals with an ongoing hack. Climbing onto the statue of Winston Churchill in Parliament Square in central London is being made illegal. The government's expected to make the announcement later. Under the plans, offenders could face up to 3 months in prison as well as a £1,000 fine. And supermarkets, offices and shopping centres could be forced to install solar panels over their car parks. The government's considering making them mandatory for new car parks while encouraging fitting them to existing ones.
Sport.
Inter Milan are through to the Champions League final. It's after they edged past Barcelona last night. The Italian club won the second leg 4-3 after extra time. It means they progressed 7-6 on aggregate. Arsenal will be hoping to face them in the final, but first they have to overturn a 1-0 deficit at Paris Saint-Germain later. Arsenal midfielder Declan Rice says there's no reason why they can't do it.
I think if we're the best versions of ourselves, and we know we can be that, you know, there's no stopping us getting into that final. You can't come into a semi-final away at Paris and not have that belief and, you know, courage that you're going to come here and win the game. So, yeah, we're ready and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a really special night to be a part of.
And tennis star Katie Bolter begins her Italian Open campaign this morning. She faces Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova in the first round in Rome.
I missed her, sorry.
Which bit? Oh, sorry, Katie Bolter.
Okay, Katie lovely.
Emma Raducanu is also in action as well. And Katie Bolter plays Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Pavlyuchenkova. All right, chilly to start with, and then dry and sunny for much of the UK. Temperatures getting up to around 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
We've got so many people texting in, so
I've got one of those wristbands.
Yeah, I think we've still got one somewhere.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. What a story.
Were they handing them out at Glastonbury last year when yes. Coldplay headlined? They would have been, wouldn't they?
Oh, I don't know. I was stood at the right in the back and I was battered.
Oh, you were. That's true.
And then you have to try and hand them back again.
Yeah.
Environmentally friendly.
That's it.
Yeah, no, I knew a little bit about him, as I say, but like, I never knew that they were made for specifically for Coldplay.
No.
clever, isn't it?
It was so... I mean, you see them for the first time, it is incredible, isn't it?
Lights will guide. Mm.
It's when they first start flashing, and you're like, woo! Yeah.
What was that? Was it Charlie Brown they all went absolutely crackers in? That looked brilliant.
It's a really good way to bring everyone together in a really huge venue.
It is. Yeah. Well done, Jason.
It's a cool thing. Yeah. The first time I saw it, I was like, wow.
Yeah, it is. Different. It blows your mind, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's very good.
They're in the Charlie Brown video, aren't they?
I believe they are, yeah.
So, and how do they work, James?
Well, Jason's work on radio frequencies.
Right.
RF. So they're RF-driven wristbands.
Yeah. And where's that frequency being relayed
from? 107.3.
So if you tune in, you
can't hear much.
Yeah. So if you technically plug a mic in and tune into that same frequency, you could talk to people and they'd hear out of their wristbands.
Right, that's clever.
It doesn't work. Why are you taking it home and put it in a drawer, you idiot?
So where is broadcasting that signal? So
I guess somewhere from backstage.
Somewhere in the stadium.
And then it can give a signal that is like, turn all bands yellow.
Right.
Yellow. Or make them flash on and off and on and off.
Yeah, whatever. It's very clever, isn't it?
It's a bit too clever for me.
That's the sort of thing you could come up with.
I'd love to have a go with that.
Because you invented a radiator that turns itself on and off, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
My dissertation. I invented a smart home.
Did you actually?
James did.
A radiator?
Yeah. No, a radiator.
Now.
Yeah. Is that the one Chelsea still uses today?
Oh, no, that's true. Not. This goes all the way back to radiator.
Oh, so she can switch it off. No, it gets too hot for her.
Well, it was a smart home, so I invented a radiator thing, and I invented a sensor that learned how you use your house, and it would turn off radiators in rooms that you weren't in.
Is that a bit like, not the same, but a bit like Hive from British Gas?
Yes.
Is it the same?
Did you invent that?
Before that.
Did you invent that,
then? Did you invent Hive?
Did you invent the smart plug? Pretty much.
I invented the smart radiator.
Right.
It was a thing.
You invented
it.
You made millions and millions of pounds from it.
No, we were going to stay. The university wanted me to stay on and develop it, but I wanted to go and work at a radio station.
And did somebody else then develop it?
For free. Yes, the university. And I don't want to know what happened.
Oh,
and they're
do.
All living in a castle.
Oh, they're billionaires.
They're minted.
So the university. They
own everything when you come up with the concept. They own the IP.
But were they going to pay you?
That's what happens. What's that?
They were going to pay you.
They're going to make me to stay on and do a PhD or whatever in it.
Hold on.
Right.
But I went to work for free at Key.
What was what was the gig? What at uni? What was the was there a challenge? Was it what was set?
It was a group project to come up with what you want, and I was
come up with what you want.
Whatever you want, you can build anything.
But then the university owned the intellectual property of it.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem
contract,
fair.
Have you?
Oh, when you're that old, you don't know.
You mean inside a contract?
I would have. Yeah.
So hold on. So they don't go right. Here's a problem. We need to find a solution. They're not even that clever. They just go. Invent something brilliant, and so you do. They go, great, we own that.
Bye bye. Yeah.
It was great. Like, it worked really well.
What's it called? Remote control radiator.
Yeah, it was the valve.
Remote control. Is it similar to what?
The first remote control.
People will
really
have
ugly.
Called Hive.
Yeah. It was really ugly. It was made of metal.
Right.
Well, it looked cool. Like that.
So you left.
Yeah.
So how do you... Have you got any friends that you went to uni with that have got really, 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 really big houses and loads of money?
Yeah.
Yeah, Craig.
Right. Did Craig stay on?
Yeah.
Did he work on that project?
Yeah.
Have you ever spoken to him about it?
Not really.
Yeah, I'd ask him.
You know Craig who burns £50 notes to keep warm in the winter? Do you remember Craig? That's him. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, are we talking about Rich Craig?
Rich Craig.
Oh, Rich Craig, yeah.
Lord Craig.
He's got two cars.
Radiator Craig?
What, downstairs toilet Craig?
That was it.
Downstairs toilet Craig?
Oh, is that it? I thought you showed us a picture.
That's what I made.
Oh, yeah, it looks lovely as well.
Yeah.
It's weird, it's a bit of forward planning that you do a remote control radiator and now you're with Chelsea.
Yeah, but Chelsea's
he's handcuffed to a radiator.
Chris made that up. That's
so can she turn the radiator on?
She's now on her smartphone.
Well, I could as well.
But you control the radiator that she's attached to.
Gosh. I don't do that though, Emma, just to say. That's the sense.
So you could have been.
Oh.
Yeah, what's up?
Why are we going in delay?
Oh.
Oh, we are going in delay.
Whoa.
Oh, are we still in delay?
How did I do? I didn't hit that. I just plugged my phone in.
Oh.
It's touchscreen.
What?
Well, what have we touched?
What's touchscreen? We're not in delay, though. No. Do I just hit it again?
Yeah. Oh, no, we can't come out of delay.
Delay means
I guess we still sound the same on the radio, do we? But
yeah.
Oh, it's just all gone now.
Sorry about that. All I just hit a button that I've never actually hit that button before.
Mm.
Can I press it again and see what happens?
No.
No.
Well, oh, you've done it again.
We never use that. That's not for us.
I don't think it works.
Oh.
I mean, clearly.
Oh, no, it does work.
No, it does.
It does.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I like that.
Gosh.
We're going into delay, Pippa.
Yes.
How far back does it go?
I don't know.
A year?
It's currently Tuesday.
Is this time travel?
Yeah, we were talking about time travel earlier. Oh, my God, you're so clever.
Mm.
We have a button on the desk. I've never actually pressed it since we got this new desk. And it basically creates a 7-8 second delay.
I think it's 7.
Mm.
So you can go, do you know what, Dom? And you say, what? And
what,
I go,
Chris?
You smell of poo and no one likes you. And you go, what? And I go, oh, you're joking. And then I go to the delay dump button.
Dump it.
And I dump at the right point where the listener hears, do you know what, Dom? I hit dump, I go straight to live and I go, you're lovely.
Yeah.
And then you go, you just said I smell. And everyone goes, he didn't, he just said you're lovely.
Very good.
You're losing your mind. And then they lock you up.
Hurts my brain a little bit, had that. Oh.
But we don't want to test it.
No.
It's on already.
Dangerous. No, I mean as in with...
Oh, well, say
oh no.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not out of my mind, Pippa. Right, I'm going to drop a swear word, massive... I'm going to drop the F-bomb. Yeah. Let's see if anybody hears it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3... Hello.
There you go. On the radio, it shouldn't sound any different.
No different
at all. It sounds like we're normal.
Did anybody hear that?
Mad.
Good.
No.
Text in, tell us what word you heard. 83. James, I don't know if the delay thing even affects you anymore, does it?
No, it doesn't. At all.
How does a delay work? Do you know actually how technically it works?
Yes. What it does is it builds up a backlog of time, so
right.
we're behind. So if we need to jump to the present moment, we cut a few seconds out.
But do you know how it actually, like, do you know how the technology works? Like, how does it create it?
It slows it down, and then when you come out of it, it takes the little bits of silence, drops them back together, so putting your pairs and some time.
Oh, so yours fun.
Do you want a pot noodle?
Yes.
Yeah.
You sound like Tim Minchin.
I like a quiet wine in the sun.
What's quiet wine?
White wine?
You said quiet.
No, I can't do this anymore. Oh.
Captain, you're all right with it, aren't you?
I'm not too bad with it, generally.
Mm.
I can kind of get through a conversation with a little...
God, he's really good with it.
Radio X. Coming up, more May Mayhem on the mighty Radio X. We've got a game guessing the songs from endings called Happy Endings. And as always, keep an eye out for the very loose theme.
Loose?
Plus, don't miss tomorrow's show, you plonkers. We've got the brilliant actor David Jason chatting to Chris and the team.
What?
We're partying to the max right here on the mighty Radio X, folks.
Bless you, Dominic.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Did Paul Turner, our American voiceover man extraordinaire, just say that tomorrow we'll be speaking to Mr. David Jason?
I think he did.
Brilliant.
Whoa.
Play it cool, Trig. Play it cool. Crumbs DM. Oh, that was more Penfold, but it was a Danger Mouse reference, you know what I mean? All right, that's going to be tomorrow. But in the meantime, the vaccines at Radio X. 1, 2, 3.
Well, I don't
want
to wake up in the morning, but I've got to face the day. That's what all the friends I do not like as much as you say. I don't want to do things independently, but I can't make you stay. That's what all the friends I do not like as much as you say. But if you want to come back, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. If you want to
Sometimes I forget I'm on the radio when I'm singing along.
But I like it. I like the music, man. I'm into music, man.
It's all about the music.
Oh, my God. Shall I tell you what I did the other day? I did something really brilliantly geeky.
Oh, good. Go on.
Brilliantly geeky. But here's the great thing. Somebody already had the same thought, and they've done all the hard work for me.
Ah.
So, I don't know, a year or so ago, a year and a half, something like that. We were talking about the Now That's What I Call Music albums on the air.
Yes.
And we were talking about what was your first Now album. Mm-hmm. By the way, do not play this game with anybody unless they are exactly the same age as you, because you will hate it.
Yeah.
For example, have you? Did you ever buy a Now album, James?
I did.
Okay. Did you, Captain? Don't say. Yes or no?
I did.
Okay. Dominic, what was your first Now album?
Now 6 was James? My first Now album.
Now 35.
Oh, shut up.
Captain?
35.
The first one I bought was Now 56.
Get away.
So the first one I bought was Now 6.
Now 6, yeah. Okay. With the pocket on it.
That's right. Black. Do you remember any of the songs on that?
I remember the first song was One Vision by Queen.
Look at you. You're on fire.
And then, what else did it do? Fergal Sharkey, A Good Heart was on there.
Yeah, next to the Eurythmics, There Must Be an Angel, Playing With My Heart.
Playing With My Heart. UB40 was on there.
Because they used to put stuff together. So anyway.
Yeah.
I went to see if you could still get it on streaming. So I'm on Apple Music, right?
Yeah.
So people can make playlists and upload them to Apple Music. Someone's only gone and done it.
Right? Ah, have they?
Okay. So I got Now 6, and then I got Now 7.
Right.
Anyway, I did a lot of driving this weekend because I had a lot of gigs coming up. So I thought, do you know what? I don't want to go back to the beginning because it's a bit too early for me and lots of those songs are rubbish. But so I downloaded, I now have the albums on my phone playlisted for Now 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Right?
Great.
They're brilliant. Then Gavin comes to me and I went, what's your first Now album you got? And he went, the first one I bought was 27, but somebody got me 26 as a gift. And I went, how the hell is it 20 Now albums between my first one and your first one?
How old's Gav?
So I downloaded 26, 27. Then we're in the car with Kay driving to Coventry. And she's like, oh, I think mine was like 42 or 43 or something. So we get that one downloaded. It's so much fun.
Oh, that's great.
I love doing it. I'm such a nerd. So yesterday I'm on the treadmill, and I believe I was listening to, was it Now 10?
Right. What's on that? So Now 10 is...
Never Can Say Goodbye by the Communards.
Great.
Pet Shop Boys' Rent.
Mm-hmm.
Moany Moany by Billy Idol.
Yeah.
Loving the First Degree, Bananarama, House Martin's Build,
yes.
When Smokey Sings, ABC,
yes.
And Hourglass by Squeeze.
Great.
To name just a few.
Classics.
Weirdly, also got Fairy Tale of New York on.
Oh, really?
But because I am a nerd, I was single for a long time, the Now album's just come out in March.
Okay. Hello.
Was there one a year?
Yeah, and then I think it was two a year.
Yeah.
And the first four or five albums, the now That's What I Call Music albums, had a mascot, which was a pig.
Yes.
Oh, I can picture it.
A pig in sunglasses.
Yeah.
For some reason.
And it was voiced by Brian Glover.
Oh, was it? Not Mark Goodyear.
No. Then when Mark took over, he did every single advert until once he couldn't do it because he was sick or something.
Right.
But there you are. And then they dropped the pig. Then they just went with little weird covers.
Yeah.
And they just went with the numbers.
You were single for a while.
A very long time, yeah, John. Very long time. The Chris Moyles Show. Someone say too long.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
Do it all with the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. For pre-dawn cycle, then pick the kids up from a sleepover, rush to swimming lessons, squeeze in the weekly shop, pop round to the in-laws, pick up a well-earned flat white, get home to pack for your business trip, take the dog for a quick walk, turn squirrel chase, then finally make it to that new small place restaurant everyone keeps going on about. People,
got to get these framed puppy photos to mum.
When it comes to posting parcels, your local post office can help you make the right choice. Between Evri, DPD, Parcelforce and Royal Mail. Tracking signature or next day. But we can't help with every choice.
Love from Bubba. Or should we call you Barry?
Send, collect and return parcels all in one place. We can help with that. Just pop to your local branch or visit postoffice.co.uk. Every and DPD available in selected branches only. T's and C's apply to all services. Please ask for details.
When you switch to Virgin Media smooth, lightning-fast broadband, all you have to do is nothing. Zip. Zilch. Nil. Nada. Zero. Absolutely not. Suddenly, we handle everything for you. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. You finally found that perfect parking spot and you're ready to start work. But wait, you need a replacement part that's not in your van. Don't sweat it and don't move the van. Get moving on your job and we'll sprint over with exactly what you need before you can say, where's my spirit level? Screwfix Sprint delivers in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £200 per couple with MyJet 2. So escape to sunny favourites like Gran Canaria, Crete and Costa Blanca and get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! On today's 4 till 7 thing, beauty is in the eye of the beast once again, but you can't lick a badger twice. It's all pigs and troughs. And it's Wednesday. We've got radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, Gav V. Sunter, the Pet Town Quiz. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. It's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, love. Just spoke to Zara from St. James's Place.
Your financial advisor?
Yeah, we've made a plan. Retire early, travel more. Peru first.
Ooh, ¿cómo estás?
Bless you. And Zara's plan means I can help more with your house deposit.
Thanks again, Dad.
Planning for the future calls for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me hear you scream if you want some more. Radio X.
But I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. Yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And why? I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
Shouldn't really do that, because if you're walking down the street trying to hail a cab and you've got one hand in your pocket and the other one's out, like, you know, you shouldn't take the hand out of your pocket, alarmist.
And it's actually a taxi cab.
It's also, if you don't mind me saying so, Miss Morissette, it's quite a slouchy look.
Yeah. She's not thought that through, has she?
So Pippa just said, as we were talking about Now albums,
oh,
do you know what is the current Now That's What I Call Music album?
This will make you feel older this way than that way.
So Now 6 was our first one.
Yes, yeah. Now 6.
And Dominic actually got it spot on. The current Now That's What I Call Music album is...
120.
Correct.
Good Lord. Man.
Now, the question is...
Yes.
Who do you know from the track listing?
Wow. Oh, yeah, Now.
Who don't we know is better question, Pip, because we're really up
now,
on that.
Dominic just talked about, there was a compilation album out years ago called Raiders of the Pop Charts, because it was legally different to Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And I had that, and he's just read out a load of tracks, and I've just named all the artists.
Yes. You're
this way around, I don't think I'll even know the song or the artist, because it just none of it will.
No.
Do you know what? Here's the game.
Yeah.
Read out either the artist or the title, and we've got to guess, is it the artist or the title?
Do you know what, Chris? I worry we may seem out of touch.
Yeah.
In this.
I'll fly through a couple.
All right.
So the first one, if we're playing by those rules, is clear.
Give it to Dom.
Okay, come on in.
Gracie Abrams.
Is it artist or title?
Gracie Abrams with her hit, What You're Looking At.
That's so true.
That's so true.
As in, that wasn't true.
Yeah.
That's
so true. All right, Captain.
APT.
Oh, that